感谢主啊、主耶稣的带领啊，让小弟又有机会来到我们啊、这个蒙特楼教会哈。
Praised be the Lord and His guidance that I'm once again able to be here in Montreal. 啊，
那来与大家一起学习真理。
And to pursue the true word with all of you.
啊，我们这一次啊。连那个家人呢、啊，他主定小弟啊、来讲这个哥罗西书。
And so, today I've been appointed here to talk about the book of Colossians.
啊、我不知 Tony 有没有把讲义给你们？再问 Tony 有没有把讲义给你们？啊、那你如果可以的话，印给大家。哦，已经 email 给大家了。
So Preacher Tony has forwarded an email to all of you.
Okay. 这哥罗西书哈、啊、它算是保罗所写书信里面一个比较深一点的那个书信。
So amongst the letters that Paul wrote, Colossians is one of the deeper ones.
啊，因为它最主要是要驳斥当时盛行的。诺斯底主义。
Because it aims to rebuke a philosophy known as Gnosticism, which existed back then.
那在当时来讲，这希腊哲学啊、非常盛行。
So back then, the Greek philosophers they were very superstitious.
所谓哲学的话，就是用人的智慧啊、想要去探讨。这个神的奥秘。
So it was their way to use a man's wisdom to try to comprehend God's will.
那去创造出另外一种理论出来。
And they would create a different line of logic from this.
那它只是可以仅供参考，但它不是真理。
So this is a reflection, but it is not.In any way, the gospel.
反而啊，常常成为啊、真理的跟啊、真理啊有抵挡啊。
In contrary, it often conflicts with the gospel.
好，所以在当时来讲啊、哥罗西的教会啊，他啊、面对非常大的那种挑战。
So at this time, the Church of Colossus faced great trials.
因此，保罗才那个。写这个哥罗西书要去纠正他们。
And thus, Paul wrote this book of Colossians in order to help them.
那哥罗西书哈，它的主题就是告诉我们要在主里生根建造。
And the point of the book of Colossians is to be rooted in Christ. 啊，
在就是那个哥罗西书的第二章。
And this is written in Colossians chapter 2.
第六节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6.
说你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也就更增长。他劝他们既然接受了主基督耶稣啊，
And so he implores them, since they've received Christ Jesus,
就应该在基督里面呢生根建造。
And so they should be rooted in him and build up in him.
所有的智慧都藏在基督里面。
Because all wisdom is within Christ.
在基督外面找不到真正的智慧。
And outside of Christ, you can find no true wisdom.
所以他叫教会的信徒啊不要往基督外面去找。
And so he told the Christians to not look outside of Christ.
要在基督里面往下扎根，然后往上建造。
But to be rooted within Christ and then build upwards from
there. 这样信心啊，才能够坚固啊。
And in this way, the faith can be very steadfast.
他整个哥罗西书其实就是最主要勉励他们这个主题。
And the entire book of Colossians revolves around this topic.
因为离开基督什么都没有了。
Because once you leave Christ, there is nothing.
好，再等 我们学习到这边的时候再详细介绍。
So we will elaborate further on this point once we reach here.
那这哥罗西书它的作者就是保罗。
And the author of this book of Colossians is Paul.
你看他在第一章第一节他就讲到基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太来写信给哥罗西的圣徒。
In the first verse of chapter 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother.
那是保罗所写但是他把挂名提摩太也跟他一起写这样。
So Paul wrote this book, but he also gives credit to Timothy.
好，那这一封信保罗他是拜托那个推基古带去哥罗西。
推基古，
来看看看那个第四章。第四章的第七节，由我亲爱的兄弟推基古要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人，有没有？我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心，因为这个时候保罗是被抓去关在这个监狱里面。
So at this point, Paul was imprisoned.
所以他怕信徒对他的情况会忧心。
And so and he was afraid that the church members would worry on his behalf.
那这个推基古他其实就是他们哥罗西教会的人。
And so there was a brother from Colossus known as Tychicus.
所以他就拜托推基古带这一封信回哥罗西教会。
And so he implored Tychicus to bring this letter back to Colossus Church.
他除了带这一封信以外
aside from bringing this letter,
他也带了那个以弗所书。
He also brought the book of Ephesians.
你看这个以弗所书。
If we look at the book of Ephesians,
第六章
chapter 6,
21节
verse 21,
今有我所亲爱忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事情并我的情况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。你看他这边特别讲到他要派推基古带着以弗所书的信到以弗所教会去。
So here it mentions that he personally told Tychicus to bring this book of Ephesians to the church of Ephesus.
然后呢，腓立门书也是他带的。
And this is the same for the book of Philemon.
你看那个腓立门书。
Let's look at the book of Philemon.
腓立门书的那个第十节。
Philemon chapter 1 verse 10.
那个就是为我在困锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你和我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。好，那这是因为这个阿尼西姆他本来就是腓立门家的家奴了。
This Onesimus mentioned here is a
家奴就是他的奴仆了。
So he's a servant of the house of Philemon.
所以他因为他逃离了，然后来认识跟保罗碰面哈。
And so he went and met Paul.
然后信了耶稣。
And learned Jesus.
所以他整个人改变以后，他要派这个请这个阿尼西姆回去。
And so because he was transformed, Paul instructed him to go.
可是他怕啊、那个腓利门啊、不能接受。
But he was afraid that Philemon would not accept it.
好、哦，所以他其实就是啊、拜托这个推基古哈啊、哦他啊、那个一起啊、哦、一起跟那个啊、阿尼西姆回去。
So he implored Tychicus to go with Onesimus.
啊、哦，这在那个啊。哥罗西书的第四章里面有有写
，and this is written in Colossians chapter 4.
好，你看那个哥罗西书。
Let's look at the book of Colossians.
那个第四章哈、哦，第七节刚刚我们看过，说他派推基古啊、一起回去。然后第九节，
so,
你看第九节。
So let's look at verse 9.
我又打发一位亲爱的忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们，有没有、哦、他就是派推基古陪阿尼西姆回去、那个哥罗西，因为腓利门就是哥罗西、的、里面的重要人物、
So verse 9 here we could see that he sent Tychicus along with Onesimus to Colossus, since Philemon was an important member in Colossus.
所以这样讲起来，推基古这一趟回这个哥罗西啊，他其实带了三封信。
And so, if you look at all of this, Tychicus, when he went back, he actually brought three letters with him.
啊，一封就是以弗所书。
One of these is the Ephesians.
啊，再就是哥罗西书。
The others is the Colossians. 再
来腓利门书。
And lastly, this is the book of Philemon.
这是推基古回去的一个很重要的任务。
And this is an important duty that's been put upon Tychicus.
另外一个很重要任务就是要陪阿尼西姆回到腓利门的家。
And the other important duty is to accompany Onesimus back into the household where Philemon was.
所以啊、在以后圣经水走，他就把啊、以弗所书。那腓利比书、哥罗西书、腓利门书叫做监狱书信，这样子。监狱。
Oh, just okay. Theologists like to group these four books into what they called the books of the prison.
因为都是保罗同那个时期哈、在监狱里面手写的书。
Because they were all books that Paul wrote when he was in prison.
好，那受信者哈，腓利门书的哥罗西书的受信者，当然就是哥罗西教会。
And the recipient for the book of Colossians is obviously Colossian Church.
好，那他在这边就有写说，他写信给哥罗西教会的信徒。
And it's written here that he wrote this letter for the brothers and sisters in Colossus Church.
这些哥罗西的信徒、哦、其实跟保罗都没有见过面。
However, these brothers and sisters have actually never met him before.
你看那个第二章那边他就有讲。
If we look at verse 2, in chapter 2, let's see.
第二章的第二节。第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我愿意你们晓得，我与你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等尽心竭力、哦、你看他就讲到、他跟哥罗西啊，还有老底家等等这些人、啊、他们是没有见过面的。
So over here it mentions that him and the church and Laodicea have actually never met face to face before.
好，那他。写这封信的地点在哪里
？So what's the point of writing this book？
啊，就是在罗马监狱里面。
So where did he write this book？ He wrote it in a Roman jail。
啊，就跟以弗所书、腓利门书、腓利比书、腓利门书啊一起写的。
So this is the same as a book of Ephesus, the book of Philemon, and the book of Philippians。
啊，时间哈、哦，大概就是在主后的六十一年到六十三年这年间。
And the time was around 61 to 63 AD.
啊，因为这一段时间是他被关在罗马的时候。
And this is when he was being imprisoned in Rome.
那是在 罗马的监狱写的。
And these books were all written within a prison in Rome.
你看他的第四章的第三节。
If we look at chapter 4, verse 3.
我们今天现在都是跟你介绍这个背景。
So today we will be mostly touching a bit on the background.
你看第三节他就说, 也要为我们祷告, 求神给我们开传道的门, 能够讲基督的奥秘。
Over here it says because of the mystery of God, he is also in bonds.
那写信的时间，那就是我刚刚讲的，就是在保罗被关的末期啊。So when
Paul was being imprisoned.
腓立门书写在同一个时间地点。
The book of Philemon was written at the same time at the same spot.
那这个哥罗西教会，哥罗西啊，它是一个古城啊。So
Colossae was a very old city.
就是在小亚细亚那个地方，那个中部。So
it was in It was in Minor Asia.
就是今天的土耳其这个国家的中部。
So it is what would be today be central Turkey.
现在我们都很流行保罗的那个行踪，去那边旅游，大概会经过这些。
Today we are very familiar with Paul's travels.
他跟那个老底嘉、希拉波利都是建造在。 佛里加边界的莱克斯河，那个地方。
Most of the churches he would visit are built around this.
你可以看后面圣经后面的那个地图，它就有写。built
around this river.
那哥罗西城啊，建造在河边。
The Church of Colossae was built near this river.
那老底嘉是在南边，希拉波利在北边。So
Laodicea was at the south.
那这个城市在主前400多年的时候，其实是一个很大的城市。And
around 400 BC, it was actually a very grand city.
因为从以弗所要通往 那个两河流域的话，必须这些商人呢都必须经过这个地方。
Because it was between two great rivers, and the merchants had to travel there in order to cross these rivers.
可是它的重要性后来就被希拉波利跟老底嘉给取代了。
They were eventually, the city's importance was supplanted by Laodicea.
那个，我这边是有我有download那个地图哈。So
I've downloaded a map here.
可是这太远了，你们看不到。你们看圣经后面应该就有了。
It should be in the back of your Bibles.
大概就是今天土耳其就靠近爱琴海的，再上去一点点，那到那个中部那个地方。So
it's a bit it's near Turkey, near the Mediterranean.
那这个哥罗西教会啊，因为根据哥罗西书第二章第一节讲，保罗他并没有跟这些人见过面。So
as was mentioned before, Paul himself has never met these people.
所以有人就说他可能就是保罗在以弗所传道的那两年的时间。So
It's speculated that in the 2 years that Paul preached in Ephesus.
这个《使徒行传》19章那边有讲，他后来在以弗所读到这个以巴弗这个人了。So
in Acts chapter 19, it's mentioned that when Paul was in Ephesus, he met this person named
那他是那个保罗的同工，后来就成为保罗的同工。 以巴弗第哥罗西书第一章第七节。
第一章第七节。
好，正如你们从我们所亲爱的一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事，有没有？啊，这边就讲到啊，以巴弗哈、啊，跟他一起啊做啊中心的执事，这样。
So
第一章第七节。
哦，哥弟兄，
哥罗西书。
It was Epaphras.
哎，好，好，所以有人就说，可能这个以巴弗啊，大概就是他把福音啊带到哥罗西去的。
And it's theorized that this Epaphras that that Paul met in Ephesus, he was the one who brought the gospel to Colossus.
好，啊，所以保罗写这个信的时候，并没有访问过这个啊哥罗西教会。
And so because of that, Paul himself has never had the need to go there himself.
那另外一种说法，
there is another theory.
说保罗啊曾经去过佛吕家，
which is that he recently went to.
所以有可能会啊经过这个啊哥罗西，
that he passed by Colossus.
啊，那就认识了腓利门啊，他们夫妻两个。
And met Philemon and his family.
腓利门就是哥罗西教会的人。
And he was part of Colossus, the Colossian church.
哥罗西教会建立完以后，保罗就走了。
But after the Colossian church was established, he just left.
就交给以巴弗跟腓利门去牧养。
He left it to Epaphras and Philemon to raise it.
所以保罗在写这个信的时候，因为已经他传道的末期了。
So by the time of this letter, it was near the end of his preaching.
所以啊，后来信的人他都没有见过面这样子。
So the people that came after, the churches that came after, he barely knew them.
那这个教会推测应该是在腓利门的家里啊成为教会了。
And so this the church of origin probably originally started in Philemon's household.
因为保罗他写那个腓利门书，对，就是说，请问在你家里教会的安。
So because in the book of Philemon he mentions the peace be to the church in your house.
好，那他写这封信的动机跟目的。
His objective and his motive for writing this.
刚刚有讲到，哦，说阿尼西姆原来是腓利门家里的奴仆。
We mentioned before that Onesimus was once a servant of the house of Philemon.
那可能做了对不起主人的事情，就逃亡到罗马去了。
So perhaps he did something which offended his master, and he was forced to flee to Rome.
在当时来讲，奴仆是主人的财产了。
And at that time, servants were the possessions of their masters.
你都不管你走到天涯海角，被抓到的话，人家已经把你送回到主人的家去。
No matter where you flee to, if someone catches you, they'll just send you back to where you came.
好，那后来他阿尼西姆就碰信福音以后碰到这个保罗。
But later on, Onesimus, he learned the word of the Lord and met Paul.
生命改变了。
And his life was transformed.
所以他保罗认为说他应该要回去跟腓利门重新和好。
And so Paul believes that he should go back and make up with Philemon.
那阿尼西姆才能够被这个社会接纳，才不用在那边躲躲藏藏的。
And because of this, Onesimus could stand boldly and not live a life of hiding anymore.
那他派他回去，可能阿尼西姆没有那个胆量。
But perhaps Onesimus did not have the courage to go back.
所以他就派推基古因为他推基古应该跟腓利门很熟悉陪他回去这样子。
But because Tychicus was very familiar with Philemon, so he instructed him to go back with him.
哦，所以他顺便写一封信，啊，拜托推基古带回啊哥罗西。
And and he also since he was going to Colossus, he let him bring a letter for him.
这是第一个动机。
So this is the first one.
第二个动机就是啊，哥罗西教会的以巴弗，可能在当时来讲，他是教会的执事。
Epaphras at that time was probably a deacon of the church.
那时候在牧会当中啊，碰到教会很多奇奇怪怪这些希腊哲学的那种观念。
But he probably came into contact with a lot of strange Greek philosophies.
那信徒啊，已经那个根基啊开始动摇啊。
This was starting to cause a stirring amongst the members. 好，
所以啊，保罗才写这一封信啊，要去纠正他们啊，希望他们脱离这个诺斯底主义的观念。
And so he wrote this letter so that the members could be drawn away from this philosophy of Gnosticism.
那我们从哥罗西的经文里面，我们就可以知道他们面对的啊那个啊挑战是什么。
So if when we look at the book of Colossians, we can see what kind of challenges they faced at the time.
我一直带领大家读一下。
So I will guide you all verse by verse.
你看第一章的十五节。
Let us look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
他说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是所生的，在一切被造以先。然后再来看那个十九节。
And let's also look at verse 19.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。好，再看第二章的二到三节。
Let us also look at chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
好，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致轰轰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心。使他们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。这为什么会有这些经文，就是表示说他要告诉他们就是要驳出那些异端的观念这样子。
So why does he mention all this? It is because he wants them to look away from outside concepts.
好，再看第二章的那个第八节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你看这边很清楚啊，都在强调基督的那个丰盛。那看第二章的十九节。
So over here he stresses the fullness of
十八节，十八章
God
说，不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，那随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大，不持定元首，全身既靠着他，今节得以相助。联络就因着神大得长进，就再来看那个第二章的二十节。
So let's continue with chapter 2 verse 20.
你们若与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么能像是在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？这都是照着人的吩咐所教导的。说到这一切，正在用的时候就都败坏了。这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私欲崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。好，从这些经节里面，你就可以知道那异端它最主要在讲什么。
So from these verses, you could tell that what's the main point of this entire book.
这个异端就是诺斯底主义的异端。
And it is to counter the philosophy of Gnosticism.
他的意思说，神本性的丰盛必须透过智慧跟知识 虚空的妄言啊，那个知识就是虚空的妄言去追求。
And so, it stresses that the wisdom found within Christ is superior to the worldly wisdom and worldly knowledge.
然后借着一些宇宙星质之灵啊，神秘的经历。
And so it
就像现在这么西洋人的星座观念那个哦，那个宇宙星质之灵有没有？
So this is similar to the theory of Big Bang.
才能领
is similar to the Western philosophy of astrology nowadays.
才能领受那个神的丰盛。
And we must look past this to receive the to see the truthfulness of God.
然后必须要透过苦待己身。哦，苦待己身这样的一个禁欲主义哈、哦、生活，才能得到这个智慧。
And it is a wisdom that can only be obtained if we lead a life filled with suffering.
哦，啊，最后就是现在欧洲欧美国家很多那种修会哦，那个天主教的修士那个有一些叫禁欲啊，那个极端禁欲主义者哈。
Nowadays within the Catholics there is something known as there's the Catholics practice something known as self-abstinence.
所以哦，他们当时教会面对的啊那个挑战就是诺斯底主义跟犹太极端的律法主义结合在一起的。
And the biggest threat they faced at the time was that Gnosticism was slowly combining with the Jewish laws.
好，那也就是所谓第一律法遗文的主义。
And
很重视这个律法的遗文啊，宗教崇拜那个遗文。
And so at that point, the religion came to greatly respect these laws and these philosophies.
这个主耶稣降生之前、哦、大概300年前，他因为希腊、帝国的统治、啊
300 years before Christ, because of Greek rule,
那希腊有一个国王叫做伊比芬尼、哦、伊比芬尼这个人、哦、他在耶路撒冷圣殿、哦、献猪肉。
So there was a Greek king called Epiphany, and he sacrificed pork.
这个是对犹太教一个很大的一个侮辱。
As he sacrificed pigs at the temple, which strongly went against Jewish law.
啊，在当时来讲啊，他们有些当权派的为了要得到政权的利益，他就去妥协，跟统治者妥协。
So at that time, since there were a lot of people in the religious community, they went and they compromised with those who were in power at the time.
那可是虔诚的犹太人，他们就主张一定要遵守那个律法，摩西的律法。
However, the truly fervent people, they decide to stick with Moses' laws.
这一个叫做爱瑟尼派。
As this is known as,
就是极端的律法遗文主义者。爱瑟尼派。我不知道英文怎么讲。好，那后来就演变成为什么呢？演变成法利赛人。爱瑟尼派就后来就演变成法利赛人。
These people that were very fervent in respecting the law, they would later become what we know as the Pharisees.
好，那在当时的第二个异端思想是什么？
So, at that time, what was the dominant thinking?
禁欲主义者。禁欲，欲望，禁欲，禁止欲望。
At that time, the predominant line of thinking was self-abstinence back then.
那个使徒行传17章哦，保罗啊去雅典啊布道的时候。
So, In Acts chapter 17, when Paul went to...
大概十八节那边。
When he went to...
17章十八节。
So when he went to Athens...
他那个诺斯底主义、哦、他分成 两个派别。
At that time, Gnosticism was split into two doctrines.
一个叫做禁欲主义。这个叫斯多亚，哦，使徒行传十七章十八节那边叫做斯多亚学派。
At that time, there was the first one, which was a Stoicism.
好，然后第二个叫做纵欲主义者。这个叫做
Epicurean，
叫做伊壁鸠鲁，伊比古楼，我们叫那边叫伊比古楼，古楼，哦，那个学派。
And the second branch of Gnosticism was known as Epicurean。
啊，这个就是，这意思就是说哈。那个神是纯善的。
The meaning of this is God is sons.
那肉体哈、哦，肉体是污秽的。
The body is
啊，所以你要让你要让那个灵哦显出他的善哦，你要克制自己的情欲。
In order for the spirit to show the body must be
你到时候看把讲义、哦、我想 讲义它有翻成英文吧、啊、去看一下它应该就有、哦、好、嗯、那个它的意思就是说、哦、要克制那个情欲，克制情欲，所以这一派后来就影响到变成哦欧洲很多、那个素食主义，还有天主教的神父修女不结婚，就这个教义出来这样子。
So because their idea was that the body was evil, so and they must restrict the body. So this eventually spread throughout Europe, and a lot of people in Europe they abstained from having children.
啊、那个伊壁鸠鲁这个学派哦，是纵欲主义者。
But the Epicureans were, they believed that oneself was the most important.
灵既然是纯善，那肉体是污秽，那我借着放纵情欲败坏我的肉体，让灵哦能显出更加纯善这样子。
And so they fulfilled the body in order for the spirit to manifest.
好，所以你看保罗在写哥林多前书第五章，他就用这一句话，用他们当时的思想来驳斥他们。
If we look at the book of Corinthians, he uses the philosophies at that time to rebuke them.
好，啊，这个主义后来就影响到欧美国家哦，啊，很比较放纵情欲啊，同性恋什么都没有关系这样。
This philosophy spread to places where homosexuality and other things became a non-issue.
好，那这个这个第三个主义就是智慧主义。
The third is the pursuit of wisdom.
啊，这个智慧就是所谓诺斯底主义了。
Okay, so the third philosophy in the pursuit of wisdom, that was basically Gnosticism.
诺斯底这个字哈，其实就是智慧的意思。
The word Gnostic means wisdom.
好，啊，它的主要理论哈，我讲一下哈。
The main idea behind this philosophy was
第一，二元论。
二
元论。 就是非黑即白嘛，二元嘛，这个宇宙就是二元这样子，哦，也就是说神是灵，它是完全的，人是物质，它物质的话就是啊罪恶的这样子。
So it was that, if God is spirit, and a man is evil, and all that is physical is evil.
好，第二个观念就是宇宙观。
The other is the concept of the universe.
好，他说这个宇宙哈，只有至高真神的有一个至高的真神存在。
In the universe, there is only one single Almighty God.
啊，但是他因为他是完全的善。
Because he is perfect.
啊，人是罪恶的。
And because man is sinful.
至高的神跟人是没办法交通的。
So there can be no connection between God and man.
哦，所以必须由这一位至高的神发出神性跟能力。
So there must be a power.
他们叫做 Aeon 哈。
So they call these aeons.
Aeon 的话就是翻成中文叫永恒啊。哎，啊，它其实它希腊文的意思就是说是一个放射神的一个能力的放射。
The meaning for the word aeon is the releasing of God's power.
哎，类似天使那一类的这样子。
So this was something similar to angels.
它要经过无数的时代。由高等的 aeon 产生低等的 aeon。
So there were high aeons and then low aeons。
然后再产生属物质的人。
And then there was man under all that。
把所有的 aeon 啊结合起来，就叫做丰盛。
And so
就叫丰盛。
So, when all of these aeons are combined, they are form something known as.
再下去。因为这个哈，哥罗西书最主要驳斥就诺斯底主义，说要跟你们介绍一下。哦，对啊 ，aeons。所以他的意思就是说，所有的 aeon 结合起来就叫做丰盛，那神的丰盛这样子。
So when all the aeons combine together, that becomes the
pleroma 丰盛。那在这边而已了。那那个天使观哦，天使观的话就是神与人之间呢，不能直接接触啊，所以人必须借助最低等处的 aeon， 也就是天使。所以你看哥罗西书他就说，他们在敬拜天使这样子。
Because the high aeons they were too holy, to meet with man, so man was man must interact with the low aeons, and thus it is written in the book of Colossians that the church is actually worshipping angels at that point.
那救赎观的话，就是因为既然是理学啊，隐藏在一切智慧跟知识里面。
So the idea was that wisdom was found in salvation was found in wisdom and knowledge.
所以啊，他们说啊，那个要去探讨这些理学哈，得到真正的智慧。
And so they there was a lot of philosophy. They pursued philosophy to gain knowledge.
称为智慧的奥秘。
And these were.So they called this a mystery of wisdom.
好，那行为观哈，第五点行为观，就是说他们分成两派极端相反的学说。
So they were split between
一派就是禁欲主义者，一派就是纵欲主义者。我刚刚讲了，
So they were split between two polar doctrines known as Stoicism and Epicureanism.
这两派哦，的学说刚好是抵触的。
And so these, those philosophies were opposite of one another.
哦，所以你就知道人的智慧想出来了哈，不是真理就这样啊。同样是在讲这诺斯底，可是他们竟然是抵触的一个思想。
And so, so this just proves the limits of the human mind, because even though they're both born from Gnosticism, they're completely opposite and incompatible with one another.
所以保罗才在本书特别强调，基督是那不能看见之神的像。
And so that's why Paul stresses that God is invisible.
哎，基督就是至高的真神。
And that he is the one and true God.
是他的像。
And it is his
image. 而且是所生的。
And it is
万有都靠他造的。Firstborn, 所生是 firstborn.
He is the firstborn, and all universe is created by him.
万有又为他造的。
So all the world, the entire universe,
万有也靠他而立的。
And the entire universe exists because of him.
因为那个诺斯底主义把基督哦当成第三等次的那种神呐、
啊。
也就是爱翁了、啊，第三等次的爱翁、啊。
Because in Gnosticism, in the end, God is reduced to the third category known as aeons.
这种观念跟中国的那种一贯道哈、哦。有点类似
，and this is similar to Chinese philosophies back in the days.
中国的那一贯道就是说，无生老母是最大的，哦，最高的神。
So in China they had the greatest
那然后呢，还有第二等神，好像现在叫做弥勒佛掌教盘，就第二等的。
They had the greatest god, and then they had lower pantheons of gods.
那释迦牟尼啊，穆罕默德、耶稣啊，就是第三等神。
And when Christianity was preached there,
哦，那个都是人的智慧去想的。
They relinquished them to the lowest.
哦，啊，这个诺斯底就是跟这样差不多了。
And Gnosticism was something very similar.
哦，所以保罗就写这个信要去驳斥这样的思想。
And so Paul wrote this letter to rebuke such philosophies.
好，我的讲义哈，其实有去整理哈，诺斯底主义到底在讲什么？你们自己去看，我不要在这边讲了，因为讲了你们听没有拿讲义啊，听也听不懂。
So it is well to go look up more on Gnosticism if you wish to understand more of this.
知不知道诺斯底主义也没关系啦，因为你只要知道那个是哲学思想，那个是不是真理，这样就好了。
Well, you if you for those curious, they can go look it up on their own. But over here, it suffices to know that at this time, this was the philosophy that was in opposition with the word.
啊，你们有空再自己讲义哈，我给你们的讲义，你们再看一下就好哈。
And you could look over the notes later.
好，那这一卷书哈，因为要驳斥那个诺斯底主义跟律法主义。
So because of this, this book aims to rebuke the Gnostics and the Pharisees.
所以全书哈很显明在高举基督。
This.Book stresses the Almighty Christ.
他把基督的神性跟人性哦讲得很清楚。
And he very explicitly mentions the relationship between Christ and man.
他说基督就是那个看不见神的像。
And he says he is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of the invisible God.
然后万有就借着他造的。
And all the universe is created by him.
所以他在凡事上都是居首位的。
And so he has a hand in every single thing in the world.
而且神本性一切的丰盛都居住在基督里面。
And all of Christ's powers is in Christ.
因此你只要来信靠耶稣，你就能得到永恒的生命。
And thus, should you just believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
哎，不用再去啊敬拜天使啦，或是去遵守那些律法，不用了。
You don't need to worship these angels, nor do you need to worship the law.
你只要来信基督，你就能得到神的义了。
Salvation comes from believing in Christ.
好，那既然基督是教会全体的元首
，and since he is the church essentially，
在第二章十九节那边讲哈，那所以我们每一个信徒都是肢体联络在这个元首上面。
So we are all since he is the head of the church, we are all the body of the church.
因此，我们一生啊要持定元首。
And thus, we must, and this is for throughout eternity.
好，那这个保罗哦，要告诉我们说，我们既然已经接受基督为生命的主人了。
And since we consider Jesus the master of our lives,
知道基督就是神的奥秘。
And we know that Christ is the mystery of God.
一切的智慧知识都在基督里面藏着。
And that all wisdom is hidden within him.
好，所以不应该再透过一些什么星职之灵的崇拜想要得到这个智慧，不可能的。
So to pursue knowledge through other means is impossible.
反而要在基督里面生根建造这样子。
As the only way is to be rooted within Christ.
然后最后他又谈到，基督就是我们的生命。
And he also mentions that Christ is our life.
哥罗西书第三章第三节第四节讲的。
And this is written in chapter 3 and chapter
4. So 我们的生命啊，跟他都是藏在基督里面的。
And it writes that our lives are hidden within him.
所以我们在日常生活要把基督的生命把它活出来。
And we must live the life of Christ.
好像新造的人一样。
As if we were new men.
这个大概就是哥罗西书的重点。
And this is the main point of Colossians.
其他分段我们就在以后后面我们讲的一段一段来认识他这样子。
And the other parts, we will see them one by one in the future.
今天晚上就跟大家介绍到这边。
So we will stop here for tonight.
简介，因为哥罗西书本来就是很深，你们没有拿讲义看了，就很难，比较难听得懂哈。
Since Colossians is one of the deeper books, if you don't have the notes, it could be a little hard to follow.
那我们明天就开始从圣经里面开始来学哈。
So tomorrow we will begin learning from the Bible.
我们一起来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
50首。
Hymn number 50.